It's Friday, June 16th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A Pennsylvania high school student was told not to speak in Jesus' name at her high school graduation, but Mariah Bridges did it anyway.
When they said not to chew gum, I didn't chew gum. When they said not to use your cell phone, I didn't use my cell phone. But today, in the spirit of defying expectations, and for perhaps the last time at this podium, I say in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, amen.
First Liberty Defense preserved her words, available on YouTube. You can find that YouTube link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The school censored the substance of her speech and prayer for the class. And now First Liberty Defense is requesting a meeting and an apology from the administration. The school pointed to the Establishment of Religion Clause as their reason for censoring the speech, what Mariah's defense calls a violation of her right to personal freedom of speech. Acts 4:18-20 says, "Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John said, 'We cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard.'" Creation evangelist Ken Ham waded in on a news story relating to a female principal of a K-8 school who is presenting herself as a man. The principal sent a letter to the parents of the children attending her school in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, stating that, quote, "I am transgender. I now ask that you use he, him, his pronouns when speaking with me or referring to me," unquote. Mr. Ham responded to the news with this, quote, "To put your child under the authority of this person is child abuse. The culture is becoming more like Sodom every day," unquote. A new film revealing the dark underside to surrogate pregnancies is being produced by Jennifer Lahl, the president of the Center for Bioethics and Culture Network. The film will tell the story of Kelly Martinez, a woman who was a 3-time surrogate, showing the exploitation of surrogate pregnancies. Lahl, an Orthodox Protestant, is concerned that evangelicals have not taken a hard stance against surrogacy. 2 Anglican pastors have issued a public letter accusing the Archbishop of Canterbury of unbiblical leadership. Reverend Stephen Hanna and Reverend Simon Smallwood are concerned that the Anglican leadership has failed to, quote, "uphold publicly biblical and traditional teaching and practice on sexual morality, and refute publicly any that oppose this teaching and practice," unquote. Archbishop Justin Welby has thus far refused to correct the Scottish Episcopal Church for its embracing of homosexual marriage, and this is causing a stirring of the ranks among the clergy of the Church of England. While the Protestants are in their sexual sin, the Catholics are reporting an increase in sexual abuse allegations. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops report 1,318 allegations brought forward in the last year, representing a 36% increase over the previous year. According to the report, of the 791 clerics accused of abuse, 4% are still in active ministry. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. They have all gone out of the way. Romans 3:23 and 3:12. Defense attorneys for Bill Cosby have admitted that the famous comedian has been unfaithful to his wife in closing comments at the trial in Philadelphia. The jury is deadlocked on whether Cosby committed a crime in his life of sexual sin. A court in New Delhi, India, ruled that an Indian woman could not abort her 26-week unborn child. 20 weeks is the upper limit for abortions in India. 5 Christian Indian women have been arrested on accusations from Hindu radicals that they were subjected to forcible conversions. The World View spoke to William Stark of International Christian Concern on the status of these kinds of cases in India.
I would say in most cases, most Christians are acquitted eventually. India's criminal justice system is notoriously slow, so it's not as if I accuse you of this crime, it has to go to court. That isn't going to be a very quick experience. That's going to be a very long and lengthy experience between like 1 and 2 years.
Stark says Christians in India will expect to encounter persecutions.
I think Christians are very aware that persecution is going to happen to them in India. I've talked to a lot of church leaders or young pastors who are just about to go into the mission field, and all of them were fully aware that at some point or at multiple points, they were going to be attacked and beaten, and that didn't bother them. That just seemed to be a normal thing that they accepted.
Pray for continued strength and courage for the body of Christ around the world, as our brothers and sisters must take up their cross daily and follow Christ. Alvina Reimer, a Worldview listener in Winkler, Canada, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. She said, quote, "Thank you for reporting news we can trust. I listen to your news every morning while having breakfast. It puts me in touch with what is going on in the world from a Christian perspective. I especially appreciate hearing news about persecuted Christians in other countries as well as our own. This gives me the opportunity to pray for specific people and situations I would otherwise not know about. Please know that you make a difference by reporting the truth with biblical applications." Unquote. Alvina, it is our sincere honor to report on the sufferings of the saints so that the rest of us, like yourself, might be motivated to pray for them. Our fundraising update in just a moment. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, text editing, voicing the newscast, and audio editing. In order to help keep the Worldview on the air, we need to raise $20,000 of pledges by Friday, June 23rd. Among the tens of thousands of our listeners, we are looking for the remnant to step up to the plate. We still need to find 9 Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year, and 18 listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year to hit that $20,000 goal. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, choose $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. Our goal was to find 7 new donors by this morning's broadcast. 4 listeners made pledges. Special thanks to Ronald and Brian C., who pledged $20 per month, and Brian F., who pledged $10 per month. And we appreciate the generosity of Abraham, who gave a one-time gift of $300. That brings us to $9,030. Let's see if another 6 listeners will help us reach the $12,000 mark toward our $20,000 goal by this Monday morning. Go to theworldview.com and click on Give. And that's The Worldview on this Friday, June 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.